Live.
Oh, hi, I didn't see you there. Welcome to the Famicom Dojo video game podcast. I had to, so because it was on your face when I looked away and I looked back, yeah. I was looking when I said hi, so the effect was sort of ruined. Anyway, hi everyone.
I don't know if we're on yet.
There's a delay.
Oh, there's a delay? Okay.
There's a delay. It says we're broadcasting, so trust the Google, even though it was giving us heck earlier.
Okay. It didn't start a new stream. It's our there we go. We're there.
We can do the chats. We can do the things.
We can do the thing.
Yeah. Well, welcome everybody. We're here on a live stream for a Denchi Mail podcast.
Yes.
And I'm excited. I was hoping to get something a little more snazzy set up. Well, maybe we'll do that for next time.
Yeah.
But welcome. So Vink, what have you been doing lately?
I've been sick this week, as you can kind of tell by my voice. It's just starting to come back now. I don't know. I've just been hanging out. I did a live stream last week. Thanks for those who joined that. That was super fun.
Yeah, I was actually there, even though I should have been watching Game of Thrones for about, I don't know, 15 minutes or so.
Yep.
It was a good time. Vink actually has two of those now. So that and a few other things have encouraged us to start live streaming the podcast. But first things first.
Yes.
Who's been watching the videos out there?
Oh, we have some videos out there?
They're not going to be able to answer right away. But... We've been making them. We're calling this season, quote unquote, spring into action.
Yep.
And as named, it involves a lot of physical action. And since we're old and out of shape, it's usually humorous physical action and injury and things like that. So this started with some teasers, and we did a crossover with our cohort, Retro Gamer Girl Alana.
Yes.
Out in Canada there, and we did a video about Jogging Race, ostensibly, about the Famicom game Jogging Race. And that was actually a lot of fun, but man, was it a lot of work. And I don't just mean the running videos, I mean the actual making, editing, putting together the video.
Gosh, how long was it between the time we came up with the idea of that and the time it actually came out?
Boy, I want to say... I recorded my footage in like October.
Okay.
I think we edited it, started doing the editing in like January. This is just how things go, and we don't want it to be that bad. So I'm like, the next one won't be so bad. And it only took me 5 weeks to put together of actually like actively working on it. So, as you can probably guess, that makes it kind of hard, to keep up with the release schedule. But that Owen Don and Elite Beat Jaden joke was really, really important to me, you guys. I hope you enjoyed it because, oh man, the other part of that is my editing software is just not great. Alana and I were actually both using the same one to start with, and we both hate it. So we're looking for options, and I have something else I'm going to try for the next video. So it shouldn't take 5 weeks to do, because there are just times I literally sit there and like want to do an effect or just open up a clip quick to change something. And it will just sit and churn and not do anything. And then I apply the change, and then the overall rendering has pre-rendering, whatever has to happen. And that doesn't work either. So we're going to ditch that. We're going to try something different. I've been using this software for years, and it just seems to be getting worse and worse and worse all the time. And we can probably get a lot of time back just by using something that's not a piece of garbage. Or we can do things like live streams, right? And that's always easy.
Yes. As you can tell by my wonderful video quality, this is super easy. Oh, hey, Earth Dragon Productions. A long time ago, y'all gave me a shout-out, and I really appreciate it. Well, you get a shout-out right now, Earth Dragon Productions.
That's right. I appreciate everyone who's in the chat so far. Everyone who's joining us from across the globe right now. It's only Sunday night for me, but it's Monday morning for Vink. My goodness, we got 5 pounds from King Europe 1.
Huzzah! 5 pounds from the king!
Oh, and he said, I'll read his comments since, you know, he so graciously donated. Oh, God, I remember watching Famicom Dojo 10 years ago. It kickstarted me learning into retro gaming. Big thanks and love the DVD. Oh, boy, he mentions kickstarting and DVD in the same sentence. We'll get to that.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, King Europe. That we really appreciate that, and we especially appreciate the donation without me having to dance.
I mean, dancing is always an option. It's always on the table.
Well, so. Wait.
What?
It's always on the table.
You could dance on the table. I mean,
Yes, that makes sense.
So I'm going to ask this next question, see if anything shows up in the chat after I ask it. But who watched our family computer Nintendo Switch Online video that I was just referencing with the horrible Elite Beat Agents special effects and jokes? Because, it took us quite a while. We've had the footage, at least the game footage from that for like since September when it first went live. It's like, I should record this. It might make an interesting video sometime. And then we were talking about what we were going to do, and Vink's like, oh, well, you know, you should do that one first. So here we are. We did it second. But we have a whole list, you guys, and it's interesting because things keep slipping because of this, and I think there was like 12 things on there I wanted to do, and then I cut it down just six. I was like, six sounds reasonable. That's like, you know, it should get done in a few weeks. And we've gotten through two of them. I actually went through and like between all like the promos and the little clips and like the haikus and whatnot, I ended up counting like 29 videos, and I'm like, that's ridiculous. So first of all, I know from a fact, because the views reflect this, that you guys aren't watching that stuff. So nope. I shouldn't spend any time on it. It's a hard lesson to learn. No?
No, I mean, I don't know. That stuff's our bread and butter, so...
I mean, I guess it's been because it's hard to keep an consistent schedule. When we do release something, it doesn't get the traction it used to, and or the people have seen like the promos or the clips or whatever. Because last year we were putting up some promos, people complained about it, pretty vociferously, and it's like, well, you know, there's a reason we're trying to get people to go back to the Sean Orange channel. You know, YouTube announced that they're going to start demonetizing stuff.
Yep.
And we have like everything from 2013 and before, so like half the time Dota's been in existence, like, is on that channel. So we don't want to lose that. We have ideas for that. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But we're trying to direct the hitchhiker stream
that's coming in a few hours is going to be on that channel though, right?
Yes. So for those who have been watching our Pile of Shame videos, we've adapted the format into a Pile of Shame live, where we do basically all the same things that we would do, but there's going to be some interactivity. Like in particular for this stream, what I want to do is I've played this game before. This is a text adventure by Infocom, like released in 1984. I want to do it so that we can get some suggestions from the audience, especially people who haven't played. So I'll take only wrong answers for what I should do next, and then do that. For a little bit until, you know, we need to get things rolling. But for an adventure game, it's no fun if you just know what to do every step of the way and just barrel through it. There's a lot of cleverness and ingenuity built into this game that I want everyone to be able to experience first before I try to fumble through it. Because I'm pretty sure I can get to the end, but I might have forgotten a few specifics along the way. So
Immortal in Flames he's just popped in, he or she has just popped in for a second to say hi but has to leave, so just want to acknowledge that person real quick.
Hello. Welcome and goodbye.
Welcome and goodbye. All right. Do you want to go through some of these comments a little bit?
Sure.
All right. Let's see. I've been told in my last stream that I don't have to read every comment, but I should try
That's
to get
right.
some.
I'm just scanning them right now.
Ones. Yep.
Adam Henry asks, are there going to be more Famiclones? So like the Super Play Computer and stuff? Is that what he's referring
to?
Oh
my goodness, I have so many. I've even filmed some video of a few of them. I just haven't. Let's see. I'm excited about this one. I mean, it's a pretty standard Famiclone, but a lot of the Famiclones include like built-in games, but this one actually had a separate cartridge with its knockoff games.
Oh, wow.
So I want to make a video of it, see if it works in a regular Famicom or only works in a clone. This thing is ridiculously light, so I have no idea. But yeah, usually these things have just built-in games. I've got a Famiclone that it came out even last year, but it's already trying to copy the look of the Switch.
Oh my goodness!
And I did do some filming on that. I just haven't put it together yet. Oh, where is it? That's somewhere. But anyway, yeah, there'll be more Famiclone stuff if you like that. Right.
Max's Musings asks, "When's the sequel to the Neo Geo affair?" So funny story.
It's been written
ten
years ago.
Vink wrote a very good but very long script.
Very long, yeah.
And at the time that we recorded that, we were planning on doing a whole thing about the CD systems. So like, well, we'll just cut it up and then bring that character back for that.
Yep.
Which is a, you know what? Let's just talk about this bit then. Because my plan for I don't know how many years now has been to do this stupid season 2 DVD Kickstarter.
Yep.
And it's gone through many permutations. In fact, it was the MHAT Mario who most recently reminded of how long we've been talking about doing this publicly when he linked our Famicom 30th anniversary video. Or was it 6 years of Famicom Dojo? Yeah. Those two. 6 years of Famicom Dojo, I believe.
Yeah,
when we first pushed everything over to the new to this YouTube channel, so that was in 2013. That was 6 years ago.
And 5 years ago we recorded recorded our Kickstarter video,
and 4 years ago we edited it.
Oh yeah, which is some of the funniest things we've ever recorded. But you know how old it is because Anna, My almost 7-year-old now, was a baby in that video.
Yeah, right. There's some good stuff.
Funny
in there,
stuff.
Though.
There's some really really funny stuff.
I don't want to redo it. But so we were all set to go, and then we got told by at least one person who's in the know about these things that our video was just too long, and that was so disheartening. After we spent all this time getting it set up, the good news that came out of that though was that it allowed us to sort of look at our like assets and stuff and how, you know, we present Famicom Dojo to guys. So we spent a lot of time going through updating thumbnails, getting better graphics, just like upgrading the sort of background ephemera. But that's going to all be stuff in the final DVD set. The other thing that we made a big decision about was the reason we wanted to do Kickstarter was we didn't think we'd have enough money to do a Blu-ray. And since we did like 1080p or actually 1080i in some cases, so that's going to be a little interesting, that we wanted everyone to have the full quality video. Well, you know, Blu-rays are expensive. I was like, well, we can't leave out people who just want the DVD. So we'll do a combo pack. And you know, that costs three times as much as just a DVD.
That's back when physical media was viable.
Yeah. So, we've decided what we're going to do instead. Is to do a DVD Kickstarter, and then we'll do the Blu-ray as a stretch goal because there's nothing to stop us from doing a DVD. The only thing that's stopping us was the price, and if the price is not an object, then So, but there's also videos that we haven't finished yet we have things from like, they recorded from like 2010, 2011.
Oh, yeah.
That we just haven't used, and it's 2019 now. So, it'll be interesting bridging that particular temporal gap.
We have old scripts that we've written for a while that we're getting filmed, but it's going to come up a time of productivity again because I think I'm at the point where I'm not planning to have any more babies. So
and neither
hopefully...
am I.
Oh, really?
Listen.
Then I win. I win the baby contest.
Yeah, so we should probably get this stuff going. But like in the meantime, you know, we have things that we want to do for the short term leading into it. We have a lot of videos set up that are also scripted that we've either partially filmed or are gonna get out there. So we should be able to do that and run the Kickstarter at the same time.
Yep.
Now, what that reminding me though is that for the last 6 years we haven't done other things because it's like, oh, we can't do that because the Kickstarter's coming. We don't want people to like not have money for the Kickstarter. So, you know, we've occasionally like released t-shirts and stuff, which have been great. And I know that there are some out there who haven't gotten theirs yet. I apologize. I am working on it. It will get there. Yes. But we decided finally at long last, to start a Patreon. We'll put a link in the
It'll be fine. We were all worried about the Discord, but that's going well.
Yes, and there's also a Discord now. My goodness. We have a lot of links to drop on you guys.
Yeah, and there's probably going to be some Patreon bonuses for the Discord as well. So we'll talk about that more later. Oh, hold on, let me catch up. Whoa, the King of Europe has given us another £5. Let me read that comment. You piqued my interest in Japan when I was 16, some 10 years ago. I feel we're all old now. You know what? 26 is not old. You are a very young King of Europe.
That yes,
definitely. Would love to visit the Famicom Dojo. If you are ever in the area, you should. But Famicom Dojo is not like a tourist. Is not located in any tourist area. I'd say probably go to Tokyo first. But if you ever are in the area, okay. Gene says, "I'm happy you guys are still around. So are we. The way we eat, I gotta say, it's amazing we are still around."
So Klonoa Xavier is also pointing out around that the Famicom microphone episode on the non YouTube version, so the DVD version. There's a segment with the Famicom version of Yeast, and it's not on the YouTube version. That is correct. That was a bit of consternation, some disagreement between Vink and myself. And at the time, so it was rare you saw a video over 10 minutes long, and I was very concerned that people wouldn't pay attention that long for like 8 minutes, as opposed to like the 6.5 it ended up being. So my argument was, well, they get the DVD and they'll get this bonus minute and a half or whatever. So I feel like in hindsight, that was a mistake. I'm sorry.
But it does give a little nice thing for people who buy the DVD. So that's right. Kind of nice.
That does remind me that DVD was released, just about 10 years ago.
And
it shows.
I still think it has an amazing menu system. I'm really.
If it when it's not broken, it's an amazing system.
I still remember that I was like, "Hey, Sean, I got this great idea for this menu system," but it was just kind of like one of those things I say, and then Sean like didn't hear from him for a couple of weeks, and he's like, "I filmed it," and I'm like, "You filmed what?" It's like that menu system you were talking about, and I was like, "I was just spitballing," but it turned out so good. It turned out so good,
and we filmed some things for the season 2 menu system too already. So we won't have aged for those parts of it.
Macefield says, "I bought a Famicom and a Famicom disc system with Super Mario Brothers thanks to your video on the Minus Worlds. Even though I already knew about it, it was still fun to watch. Subscribe forever." Thank you, Mace. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you very much.
All right,
Brad Payne Jr. You want to read that one?
Oh yeah. Hold on. We're getting behind.
Sure are.
First of all, the King of Europe threw us another £2 and said, "Give us season 2 DVD. We will try." Okay, Brad Payne says, "Hi, Sean. Vink, how are you? How are you two? Sean, I've been playing Star Fox Zero, and quite frankly, it's amazing. It takes a bit to get used to the motion controls, but good nonetheless, despite what other people say." I still got to try it. Did you get Star Fox Zero, Sean?
I never did, and I was curious. Is that the one that comes with that
Star Fox
bonus?
Guard.
Yeah.
I've got Star Fox Guard because I got it for $2 last time I was in the States.
It's
up there somewhere. And I like it. I like it. Platinum helped develop that one. But
sure.
I hear mixed things about Star Fox Zero, but I'd be willing to give it a try. It's just actually, I don't know if it's ever, I don't know. like, by the time I get back to the States again, I think it's going to be harder and harder to get Wii U titles.
Yeah, they're still around. I haven't been really looking for them myself yet, but I've seen them at the retro stores.
All right. Nintendo Power 64 says, hey. Then Nintendo Power 64 says, hey. Then Nintendo Power 64 says, hey.
Don't encourage him.
Hey. Hey, Nintendo Power 64? Hey. All right.
So Elizabeth Clark says she started watching Famicom Dojo during the first Winter Dojo, which means, great, that worked. We were never able to make that kind of thing work again. We filmed things ahead of time. Some of them were filmed like a year ahead of time. We edited them, and then we had a release schedule. It's like, well, they're done already. And like during that time, the only thing that we were actively working on in production was the data recorder video, which was like, you know, the big episode that we wanted to put out. And, you know, it ended up being, I guess, unsurprisingly, the most popular one out of that set. But that entire set has been very popular since we did it like 4 years ago. And we've never been able to build up a backlog like that again. Like, the next year was pretty good. We had some breakout hits with like the Super Game Boy 2 video, which wasn't supposed to be as in-depth as it was. But as I was working on it, I'm like, man, I really need to add more stuff to this. And then it got really popular. And then the gaming historian did a better version of it like a month or two later. So I'm like, did we influence Norman? Norman, we know where you're watching this.
Yes.
We know.
Oh, yeah. Like, Game Dave does that to us all the time, too.
He does not.
He doesn't copy us, but like, in fact, it's one of those things, like, I thought of that movie first in my brain. Because you know, in our planning sessions, we've like, we should do a video on this, whatever, and then he must have my house bugged.
Oh, right. Because, and then it comes out. Like,
because
the
video. A video will come out a couple months later, and we're like, well, no need to do that one anymore. He's got this one covered.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, well. Whoa. Just noticed King Europe won 20 pounds. Thank you so much.
Holy nuts.
Let me read that.
Dude, hold on to your money so that you'll get the we'll get it. The Kickstarter isn't active yet.
But thank you.
Yeah.
You formed so much of my late teens and early 20s. I love your content. Please, please, please continue producing. And please make more physical content. Big love from Cambridge, UK.
Oh,
big love from Kyushu, Japan.
Yeah, dude. Big love from Wisconsin, USA. Dang. Son?
I was 21 when I first watched you guys, and I'm 30 now, says Earth Dragon Productions. You know what? You're still a very young person. Let's see. Okay. Oh my goodness. We got to catch up with the comments a little bit. Which Animal Crossing owl is your favorite, Sean?
I don't play Animal Crossing.
You don't play Animal Crossing?
No.
Really?
Not because
None
I don't
them?
Think it's not because I don't think it's good. It's just a game like that would consume all of my time. Like, I don't play Civ 5 anymore for that reason.
Yeah. I understand.
Yeah, I don't play Candy Crush anymore for that reason. Although I did go in out of morbid curiosity, and I stopped almost immediately because there were like pop-up after notification after whatever, and I couldn't even play the level. And when the level was done, I couldn't go on to the next level. And I'm like, I'm out. Forget this. Ridiculous.
Brad Payne, Vink, I will get you a copy and ship it to you in Japan. Well, are you talking about Star Fox Zero? Well, we'll talk later. Data Recorder is still my most favorite Famicom Dojo video, says Elizabeth.
Oh my gosh.
That's definitely one of my favorites as well. That's definitely one of my favorites.
Oh man, Game Apartment 1C, a.k.a. Dan.
Whoa! Dude. $30.
I mean, if that would get you a DVD... I'm just saying.
You got yeah. We are kind of blown away by this. We kind of forget that they have that ability to you know, send a tip or a donation or whatever. So whenever we see one, we're kind of like, whoa.
Well, I think what this is helping me to feel is and realize is that if we do a Kickstarter, it will come. The money,
people would
be there. That's one of the things that has been sort of kept me from pulling the trigger earlier was like, well, if we put all this work into it and put it out there and it fails, especially the Blu-ray
goal,
then like, you know, so we kind of like went back and forth, like, do we make it like, you know, we definitely want the Blu-ray out, so that's the goal that we set, and then we fall short and then no one gets anything, or do we do the DVD tier and then the stretch goal, but then the stretch goal is like three times as big and then we don't get the DVD, the Blu-ray anyway, because people are like, oh, they met their goal, they're done. So I don't know, what do you guys think about that problem? Why don't you tell us in the comments and we'll take that into consideration. So we mentioned the Patreon earlier, so it's very low level. I think like the highest tier we have is like $5 a month, and it's called You Might Get a T-Shirt. No, sorry. Yeah. Sorry. I think that's the $3 tier. The $3 tier is You Might Get a T-Shirt. And for 3 months, that's wrong too. I think the $5 tier. Well, I'll figure it out. There's a You Might Get a T-Shirt tier and you got to be on it for 3 months and you'll get a T-Shirt. So that's the might part, is that one month won't do it, but 3 months will do it.
I should read Game Apartment 1C's comment.
Yes.
Hey, you two, here's to the show that helped to inspire me to get into content creation on the web at large. Here's to many more years of Famicom Dojo. Please keep up all the awesome work in your lives and for the show itself. Thank you. Please put your link up. If people don't know, Game Apartment 1C is doing some amazing Game Center CX-inspired live streams and really cool videos on Famicom Disk System games. So please put your link up there, and anybody who's interested in that, please click and give them a sub. Brad Payne Jr. says, so Vink, I turned 30 this year, so am I still quite young? Yeah. Yeah. I within the 2020 am going to be hitting 40, if you can believe that. Oh, now that I've said it, no one's gonna. Everyone's like, oh, 40. I'm gonna go find a younger channel.
Oh, good lord! I was reminded of something recently that our friend Nick Izumi, who we've joked as being the young Vink, I just realized is now older than we were when we started Famicom Dojo. So he's still younger than you in temporal time, but we can't do like a post 2007 young Vink with him anymore. Although we used Rob Matsushita as a young Vink who's older than both of us.
Yes.
So whatever.
I watch my children grow up through Famicom Dojo videos. Angry PC Engine Nerd still makes me laugh every time I watch it. Yes, that's one of my favorites as well. Hey, Sean, did you really cry at the end of the data recorder video, or was that an act?
Of course it was an act. I mean, yes, that was very sincere.
All right. Okay. Oh, no, don't cry, Sean. Don't cry.
All right, it's fine.
All right. Just another. Oh, King Europe. Another 2 pounds. Oh, my goodness. Okay. I'll let you finish crying.
He's really really pounding us.
Yeah. Says, just another quick thanks for making me a retro gamer. You know what? I so appreciate that we would have any impact on people's lives. You know, last time I streamed, I heard the same thing from a lot of people that say that Famicom Dojo was an influence on them for the positive. And it just blows my mind. You know, we started doing this just kind of for fun in the days where YouTube people would literally ask back, what's that?
Yeah.
No you kidding. Know, you know, and we're still around somehow. And we're so happy that people like what we're doing. Game Apartment 1C says, I think doing the DVD and then having the Blu-ray as a stretch goal is definitely the way to go. If we get a Blu-ray, awesome. If not, happy to have the DVD. Thank you. Yeah.
And then we won't have an excuse to not do it, because people have been asking us for that Super Famicom episode for so long. And it was always like, well, you know, we'll finish it when we do the Kickstarter. So, you know, how did that go? But like the other thing is that we've gone through like four scripts. Like, we want to get this right. I think the last one that we actually got close to filming on, Vink very rightly said, this is not this, there was like this whole like trial framing device that I had written.
The Phoenix Wright treatment.
Yeah. And then he's like, you know, this is good, but this is not appropriate for the first outing with the Super Famicom. And so we've had to start over. And there's literally just so much to talk about, and it's really hard to whittle it down to the pieces that really matter. And then he even mentioned, we didn't talk about the Mode 7 stuff, which is really important. So it's gone through some more iterations, and I don't think it's even done yet still. But it's in a much better place than it had been before. And then we learned some things about how the NES2 and AP Famicom came to be and how that relates to the whole Super Famicom and Super NES thing. So I'm kind of glad we didn't jump right into it, because we were going to do a video about that anyway, but there's more interesting facts that we can work into it. So we're hoping to get those two videos as like the capstone for this storyline. Plus whatever happened to the ninjas, right?
Yeah. Oh my goodness. The ninjas. That tree that was a framing device isn't there anymore, right?
It's still there. It's just that there's a bike path in front of it, so I gotta kind of zoom in a little bit more, kind of crop things out, so you can't get the full grandeur like you used to, unless I was like really clever and decided to put like some kind of grass overlay on the bottom there.
Yeah,
it might work. I've thought about doing it before, but yeah, it's still there. It's still there, and we've used it. Here and there for little cameos and whatnot. The Winter Dojo thing, actually, that was supposed to be a stinger before the Super Famicom episode, I believe, because it was supposed to show the progression of time over the whole season. And then of course we never did the episode. So then we did Winter Dojo.
Yep.
Around those clips that we had already. And that ended up being a good choice.
Oh, I think.
So speaking of seasons, I wanted to jump in quick and just tease a few things that we may or may not do. I can't promise that we're going to do any of these things now because I've just explained what happens when we try, but I'll mention the ones that I'm very sure we're going to work on.
Yeah.
All right. I got my video list here. Okay, so like Fink mentioned, we're doing the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy live stream on Monday, 10 a.m. Central Daylight Time. That's
in like 13 hours from now.
That's in 13, yeah. That was supposed to be on Saturday, which was Towel Day, which is Douglas Adams' birthday.
Yeah.
But due to several factors, I wasn't able to do it on that day. So we'll do it. You know, Monday's a holiday in the U.S. For those who don't know, it's Memorial Day. So what I'm going to remember Douglas Adams. How about that? So the next one we wanted to do that I'm going to work on in the new video editor is Pokemon Go themed, and I won't say much more than that, except it's actually Pokemon Go and Let's Go Eevee and Pikachu themed, and it builds to something at the end that I'm just so proud of myself. And if you understand my humor, you're probably groaning internally right now. But I'm so proud of myself for getting there. We'll see how it turns out. And yeah, there's lots of little things. I've pushed some stuff into the summer, so we're gonna focus on wrapping it up.
Colin is saying we need to do six seasons in a movie, and considering we haven't finished season two yet, that does mean we will be doing Famicom Dojo forever.
Right.
But in the movie, who would be Vink in the movie?
Ben Heck?
Ben Heck as Vink.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he'd do it.
What about that guy from Shaun of the Dead? What's his name?
You want, like, Scotty?
Yeah. What's his name?
Yep. I'm embarrassed, too, because all of a sudden I'm totally crapping out here.
Oh, wow. My goodness.
Wow, we're old.
He could play me.
He could play you? Yeah. What's wrong with Ben Heck? Not good enough for you?
No, Ben Heck would be great. Ben Heck would be great, but... but, like, I don't know if I want to play a character who can also run modded Genesis games.
Well.
Oh, my gosh. Ben... Ben Heck Simon can totally
Pegg,
play me.
Right? Is that who you're thinking of?
And Simon Pegg, that's it. And Zach Braff as Sean Orange.
Okay, all right, guys, new goal. We're going to have this Kickstarter. We're going to finish this season. We're going to have a lot of amazing episodes, new videos coming up. We're going to do a new future retro series, which we were supposed to launch last year, and we didn't. And so speaking of Star Fox Zero, Star Fox 2 is the first one that we're going to cover. These are all, like, done with pre-production. Like, they're ready to go. So we just need to time it right. I'm excited for what we have coming down. Thanks everyone for their patience. Thanks for the donations, because it keeps us going, and we can, you know, convince our wives that it was a good use of our Sunday nights or Monday morning in your case. So this is the podcast, technically. So why don't we talk about the podcast itself?
Sure, let's talk about the podcast.
For those who don't listen to the podcast, this is a quote-unquote Denshi Mail episode, which is something where we talk about Famicom Dojo, the state of the video. Something we started doing, I think, during Winter Dojo, if I'm correct, because we couldn't keep the regular podcast going as much at the same time. So we would talk about the videos, get people interested, and get some cross-pollination going. Last year, we tried some video podcast stuff. So we took some of our favorite episodes, stuck them on the YouTube channel, and that was okay. People haven't really been watching those. It's not really great. It's not really it's not visual to begin with. So we also did our first official podcast live stream at No Brand Con last May 2018.
Yes.
And you may have noticed that if you are avid podcast listeners, that hasn't gotten into the feed yet. Still a year later. I'm sorry. There's no good reason for that.
We also recorded that our look back on Reggie when we heard he was retiring, and now he's long retired.
Well, I wouldn't say long retired. It's just been a few months, right?
I suppose.
It's like it wasn't like 9 years ago, like some other things I could mention.
Yep. Sean, are you actually connecting through a Famicom modem right now?
Yeah, it seems like that might actually be the case. I don't know. Like, not only do I have a new cable modem, I also have a new router. So you'd think that I wouldn't have any problems at all. But no. That's not how things are happening today.
Well, whenever you connect lots of new things, everything always works perfectly.
Yeah. We having technical difficulties during live shows is kind of our thing. Unfortunately. So, with that in mind, we've decided that we want to do a lot more live podcasts, you guys.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, people seem to like it. I mean, we got 29 people watching right now. That's really awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. So, what we've been doing with the audio-only versions are, like I said, we put a few of the full episodes up, which we're not going to do that anymore, I don't think. But we've also, put up, the haiku and some selected clips from those podcasts. And since they are audio only, we've had to do some creative things with the video, but it's not really geared for video. So we're going to try and do more of these, except for with an actual podcast topic and not just talking about ourselves.
Yeah.
And we'll see how that goes. And then the audio version will drop later, because obviously we always record these ahead of time.
Yes.
I really wanted to show my new streaming setup that I'm using for the Hitchhiker's Guide live stream tomorrow. I was going to do a podcast version of everything. I just couldn't get Vink's Skype video to come into it. Everything else was ready to go, and that was like the one piece that was missing, but it was also the most important piece.
I might be text only on the Hitchhiker stream tonight, and that's okay, because I mean you're going to want to kind of focus on the game going on anyway.
Right, that's fair. Although I've watched some other live streams, just kind of get an idea for the feel and the verve, and just because I'm not great live, we're better taped, as Vink likes to say.
We are better taped.
I really wanted to get an idea of what to do, and in a lot of the ones, my favorite ones I watched, there were two people to bounce off each other.
Yeah.
So doing it just me is going to be one thing, and I'll be interacting with the chat, but it's not going to be quite the same as like a couple of people jawing back and forth or having the same feel as the podcast does.
Yeah.
'Cause that's why I like our podcast too, because I don't know what's going to happen. I usually script things very heavily, and
yeah,
I'm a huge control freak, but making the podcast is a very different thing, and everyone who listens to it anyway seems to like it.
Oh, so, yeah.
We're hoping to get more video viewers into the podcast this way.
I mean, the podcast is definitely listened to less than our videos, but those kind of become our super fans because I think they get to know a lot more about our real personalities going through there. Speaking of connecting with the fans, we have a Discord. Should I spam that right now?
Spam the Discord. Actually, do you have an invitation that people can use?
Because I can put it right in the stream.
We'll drop it in. We'll stick it in the description too.
Yep.
As well as the show notes once the eventual audio version of this comes out.
There you go.
Beautiful.
So you guys can feel free to join that right now. Well, or after this stream is done, but yeah.
Right.
And we hope to see you there.
Does Discord have a desktop application and NDI I can hook into?
Yes.
That's my problem with the Streamlabs right now. Okay, well, what happened to my forehead? Well, I went over that.
Say it again. It's important.
I don't want to. I have to find a way to, like, I'll do like a headband like in Star Trek 4 to cover Spock's ears, you know. It'll be the same kind of thing. So if you guys have any ideas, so if you're here now, how many people listen to the podcast, first of all? I know some of you do because you've mentioned it in the Discord and stuff. And speaking of which, I believe Brad Payne Jr. wants me to let it be known that he's Famicom with a zero on the Discord. So, hello. I figured that was you because you were talking about some things on the Discord. So,
yep.
Yeah. Yeah, so Vincent's like, yeah, you can just put it up with a static image. And I've done that. You know, I even have a counter of, like, each segment and, like, the timestamp for that segment.
Yep.
And it's not a lot of work to do, but it's not getting a lot of views.
And
I don't want a lot of low-view things on the channel because there's certain optics about that I've actually started hiding things that were getting low views that are things I'm not going to really be trying to push going forward. So on both channels, both the Famicom Dojo and Sean Orange, so anything that's like a promo that served its purpose and no one's watching anymore, that's hidden now. It's unlisted. You can get to some of this stuff through the playlists still and through our website. It's all linked there, but people aren't going there. They're not watching it now. It's not the other part is sort of letting YouTube know like which things we value out of our channel and we don't want things that are getting low views and low retention for YouTube to be counted in their algorithm.
Yeah.
So there are, I don't want to say good reasons, but there are considered reasons for why we are or aren't doing certain things. These live streams, for instance, like, you know, might be good and we might keep them up for a while, but the video version might end up getting unlisted eventually.
Yeah.
If no one's after the first maybe month or so, if no one's really watching it anymore, but you can always listen to the podcast. And every time, this is something that's really good about the podcast that isn't true about the videos. Every time we rerun an episode and stick it to the top of the feed again, it gets a whole new round of listeners. And it's partly because a lot of people's podcast clients just download them again automatically. So we don't know if you actually listen to them, but you know the numbers are there.
Yeah. So please. Speaking of things that are going to get a low number of hits, but that we're excited about, we got a video coming on Wednesday, right? Wednesday, right? It's scheduled.
Yes, yes. You have you put together a nice quick one and those
on the go. Yep.
Yep. I've kind of pulled back from my more aggressive release schedule. I was going to try and do one a week, but when I don't have them done a year ahead of time, I can't really do that. So I'm going to try and do one every 2 weeks and see how that goes. So if we can slot these littler guys in between, then that's what I'm happy to do that. Now I've been trying to do these littler ones like leading up to the bigger ones, but it feels like they're not getting the traction that I would like. Cause there was one about, Midwest Gaming Classic I put on the Sean Orange channel. That was really fun and, you know, it took me a little bit of time. So I did that actually between the jogging race video and Famicom Online one. And I thought it was interesting. There was some good stuff there. It was a lot of fun. If you haven't watched it yet, I actually tried to stream through a Game Boy camera and the Famicom microphone. It's a lot of fun. It was a fun little experiment. I figured out why I couldn't stream live, and I think I can fix that for next time if anyone's interested.
All right. I think so. Oh, go ahead.
We are, they're mentioning here in the chat that it'd be good if this podcast was on Spotify, and it is. We're on Spotify now, guys.
Oh, great. You want to throw a link up there?
Do I need to? You just search for it in the Spotify.
I have no idea. There's no Spotify in Japan, so.
Oh, okay. We're on Spotify and we're on YouTube-ish. We're on
Zune. Zune.
No, we're not Zune. we're on whatever the Apple thing is.
iTunes.
There was some other name I was thinking of. Let me start over. We're on iTunes and our RSS feed and Spotify and Stitcher. It used to be called Stitcher Radio. I guess it's just called Stitcher now. Kind of like how Dunkin' Donuts is just Dunkin'. Like,
yep.
Wait.
Dunkin' Donuts is just Dunkin' right now?
Yeah.
Well, Baskin Robbins 31 flavors of ice cream in Japan is just 31.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, so if you say that, like, there's 1,000 locations for Baskin Robbins in Japan, but if you say, I'm going to go to Baskin Robbins, they're like, oh, is that your friend? You know, because they only know it as 31 or 31 ice cream.
That's interesting.
It's so weird.
I have also seen more 7-Elevens in Japan than anywhere else.
Oh, yeah, there's
tons. I'll just put that out there.
There's tons. Well, apparently Mr. Donut was originally an American franchise, but there's only like one existing location in America now, but it's all over because they all became Dunkin's.
All right, I'm dropping the link to the Midwest Gaming Classic video.
Oh, great.
In the chat here. There's a couple of clips of it in there too. There's also an extended session from the 1 hour panel that Frank Cifaldi from the video game history museum and Howard Phillips of Nintendo of America, they've been working together and will be working together for the next 5 years on like preserving all of Howard's records from his time at Nintendo, and he had some amazing things to say, and I grabbed the highlights of the clips that I was actually able to record while I was there. And that's on the Famicom Dojo channel, also as an on the go. So I'll drop that link in there too. But if you guys haven't seen that yet, I really recommend checking that out. Because I don't think I got every new piece of information in that panel, but I had heard him say things that I had not known previously. So, and I always got him and Howard Lincoln confused for some reason. Why is that?
Jody Anthony just donated $1.99 to make me say butts.
I mean, Jody. You the man, Jody. Jody, who actually of Four Color Rebellion also got to go to Midwest Gaming Classic with him in 2006, and I think that was the first year that the Nintendo PlayStation was... was shown. It is real.
2006?
Yeah. 16.
16, right? 16. 16. Okay, good. Although, I mean, it's possible.
So, yeah, we do a lot of things, you guys, and it's like, I was hoping for the Famicom, video to have done better, but it's actually doing really good. Like, there's lots of comments on it. There's lots of upvotes. People I've seen have been sharing it across like Facebook and Twitter. So thank you very, very much. I just don't know why more people aren't watching it. We've gotten some great comments. In fact, let me read some YouTube comments now.
Oh, please. But first, yes. Trey Dorn Productions has donated 99 cents. He did not specify what for, but I will. Here's a free butts for you.
that is a low cost butts. Like you really need to hold out for the extra dollar.
Oh yes, you're right. You're right.
Just give out any butts.
You know what? That only gets you the single butt. So, butt.
It's a one cheeker. It's right there.
A cheaper butts. Yes. A friendlier, more efficient butt.
So speaking of Midwest Gaming Classic, the Matthias 78 says, "Hey Sean, it was good to see you at MGC. This looks way too convoluted for my limited mind power, so I'll file this away for later." That was in reference to the Famicom Online stuff.
Oh yeah.
Yep. So some people like Biffy Tannen here says that I honestly thought I had to buy an extra Japanese online subscription to get the Famicom games. Good to know I can just use my regular online account. Thanks for the vid. So there were some people. I thought that by now, because it's been since September that this has been out, and director Brian, who he credited in the video for showing us a Twitter video of this process, which we then turned into a 10-minute video with stupid Owen Don Elite Beat Agents jokes.
Yep.
Because that's how we do.
That is how we do. The most convoluted way possible, including jokes that only we find funny. Yes.
And speaking of jokes only we would find funny, Jody cannot donate just 69 cents. Sorry, Jody.
I mean, what kind of butt you going to get for 69 cents when you really think about it?
A tight one.
You'd only get so, butt.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no, don't let this be our new thing. I'm really worried that if we keep going with the butts thing, this is going to become our new thing. So, all right. Anyway.
Apparently, Bethany Downs got her PS1 at the same Gaming Generations where we recorded our little on the go
for
the Winter Dojo three days ago, so about a week and 3 days ago.
Oh my goodness!
So that's pretty funny. Boy, is there anything else? Yeah. So it's interesting. Speaking of the video stuff, it's interesting what happens over time when we just don't do a whole lot for a while. Things happen that like I couldn't have planned for. So last year we did the NES Classic Edition Top 10 Tricks video, and originally that was just like kind of a throwaway section in the overall Keeper Heap review that we did.
Yeah.
And I was like, actually, there's a little more here I want to expand on. And every time I have that thought, I'm learning. That's the thing that people actually care about, because comparatively, no one's watched that unboxing. Yeah. Which I expected. Like, I was, the whole idea was to build up to the actual review. But we dojoified that whole thing, and made it a proper train your game segment, and we were rewarded by that by having it be like one of our consistently top watched videos over the last year, which at least for a little while was being watched more than the Famicom Data Recorder video, which is our consistent like baseline top watched video on that channel. Yeah. And then surprisingly, like coming in like number two or three, depending on the week, the Retron 5 review, which like I only got that thing because I wanted to do streaming with it, which I haven't done yet, but that's part of what the whole Pile of Shame Live thing is going to be about. But I did that, and then Vink's like, you know, people, the Retron's really controversial. I'm like, is it? Yep, I mean, I know the whole about the whole emulation thing and them stealing essentially a lot of the technology for it. But also there's like people have concerns about the quality and other issues. But I literally want it for two things. I want it for streaming and I want it for save states.
For the translation patches.
Three things. Yes, the translation patches, which I demonstrated in that video. But that again, it was like the same format. It was Keeper Heap, unboxing, demonstrate the stuff, and it wasn't watched as much. I wonder if I had removed the unboxing, if it would have gotten a lot more hits now. So I'm learning, you guys. I'm learning what you actually like. Yeah. Famicom the Vulpix wants both of us to say
Butts Malone. Okay, we got to set this up. Okay, 3, 2, 1. Butts Malone. I wonder if that synced right. I have no idea.
I don't know. It sounded good on my end. Trey keeps dropping money at us. So okay. I guess for this one, he actually added some text. People should listen to Stormwood and Associates, which is a podcast. It's not Dungeons and Dragons. I forget what game system it is. On the Nerd and Tie podcast network, also home of BS Free Witchcraft, also home of the Nerd and Tie podcast, the only podcast with a dress code. See, that's what you got for $1.99 plus all the other donations you gave us.
Wow!
So I think, yes, you're welcome, Vulpix. That was great. Yeah. Speaking of podcasts, I'm going to tease something. Can I tease something?
Go ahead.
I'm going to tease something. I guess it's not as appropriate because I had the stinger in the Streamlabs version of this that I was going to set up. But these last sets of podcasts, the ones that we haven't released yet, and this one are going to be the last ones you're going to hear from us as part of the Little Podcast Network.
Yep.
Mostly because Little Podcast Network really isn't a thing anymore. Shows have been dropping, either aren't being made anymore or whatnot. Yeah. I'm not sure if Born in the 80s is still going. So it's them and us, and really just us. Oh, okay. All right, we'll get to that, Elizabeth.
Yeah, that's going to be really good on the audio version of the podcast.
Maybe
we can insert a narration. And this is the moment where Vink dabbed, and here is the moment where Sean Orange dabbed.
Well, now we're doing it before. Okay, well, let's take a little break and dab. So I'm gonna go.
Okay, you go first.
I'm gonna try not to kill my headphones at the same time. So there we go. That was really bad. That better? I got two dabs for the price of one. I don't dab, you guys. I'm old. All right, Vink's turn.
I'm letting the feed catch up to make sure that I can. Oh man, those are good dabs. I don't know if I can. I don't know if I can do this. Okay, let's see. Oh my goodness, I cannot. Oh man. Oh, how can I refund a dollar? Those were not great dabs. All right.
There's only a dollar worth of dab. It's fine. Where was I? Right. So Little Podcast isn't the thing anymore. Continue. So it's still in there out of habit because it just sounds nice. I like the way it sounds. It's a good stinger.
Littlepodcast.com.
Yeah. So fear not. We'll be joining another podcast network eventually. Soon.
Yes.
Soon.
Yes.
We'll let you know soon.
Hint.
How about that? Once we get the whole streaming thing figured out and we can actually bring in Vink's video properly and do these with nice overlays and transitions and all these cool things that you'll see in the Hitchhiker's stream tomorrow. Yes, you will see also with this. And that's part of our transformation on YouTube, you guys. We're trying to keep it modern.
We're hip. We're with it.
Do what the kids are doing. God.
I hear Normal Boots has some openings. Ouch.
Oh.
Ooh,
Yeah. So fun story. I sent them like a YouTube page thing because they didn't have an email address on the website. I think it was during one of those times that they were not officially together anymore.
Yeah.
So I think it was like right in the middle, but they of course never replied. Let's see if I have.
Yeah. Well, I guess we dodged a normal bullet there.
Oh goodness. Yeah. Nope, I don't see it. Anyway.
Someone's paying attention to my games are in little bags. Yeah, most of my games are in little. Well, not most, but these are the ones that I'm selling on my store. So they're mostly my duplicates and stuff. Yep.
You have a lot of Switch games. Oh my god.
Oh yeah, yeah. You want to see those? Hold on. Yeah, I do. And these are just the regular ones. I got some special edition stuff that's other places.
I have like maybe six that I've opened, and then three more. I don't have a lot of physical games, to be honest.
I can't help it. It's limited run. They do this to me. They're like, this game's available for 2 weeks. I'm like, must buy. Like, I just picked up Dragon's Lair the other day.
Oh, did I miss my window on that?
No. You've still got like I think there's 10 days left on the pre-order.
Okay.
So anybody listening to this on the podcast version, sorry, you missed it.
Yeah, you almost certainly missed it at this point. Yeah, they keep doing that to me, and the next one or the most recent one that I got. You know what? I'm not going to tell you what it is because I actually recorded a video about it because I tweeted, "What game did I get from Limited Run?" I have no idea. It could be anything. So I'm probably going to release that to Facebook or YouTube eventually. It's just a nice little thing.
I still have this thing to do an unboxing of.
I can't tell what you're tapping.
Oh, you can't tell what I'm tapping? Here, no. I'll tap it over here. Hold on.
Now your pop one. Filter's in this the way. One. Oh, what's in the box, Mink? What's in the box?
It is a Limited Run game number one.
Really?
And you helped me acquire it.
You got a number one.
Yeah. It's a Limited Run number one.
I also have a number one. I think you helped me acquire that one, too. I think we switched those things.
Yes, just yes, both... we did. We
How did they both happen to be number one?
What? Did you... no, because one's a limited edition and one's the box set.
No, but I mean, how did we both get out of those two runs? How did we both get the number one of those runs?
No. It's game number one. It's their first release. They number each of them.
Oh, okay.
So let's see. So like, take my Battle Chef Brigade. This is limited run number 19.
And you froze.
Right there. And I froze. Of course, I froze. It's because I was number actually what? Doing something. It's because I was actually doing something visual. Yep. Am I unfroze now? Whatever. Yeah. Whatever. That's. You know what? It's because I tried to do something. If YouTube has shown me time and time again that I should never try to do anything.
Right. So, you know, I'm starting to rethink this whole, hey, let's do some live podcasts thing because.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought in my soul, you know, it's like, you know what we can do is we can just do a podcast because part of the reason that we're so behind on the audio versions is because it takes me about three times as long to edit as we spent recording it.
Yes, yes.
And because of that, you know, I can't do video stuff at the same time. Like, if I spend a week on this, like, that's it. That's my whole week of free time doing video work. So I get the podcast out and a few hundred people might listen to it, but the video can get thousands of views. So it's like, you know, which one do I do? So I was hoping what we could do is, you know, we do a live podcast, maybe we edit in a few of the transitions, you know, add the haiku, add the intro, and then we're done.
Cut out a little of the video froze, you know.
Yeah, but like, you know, if we do have to do this 10 times in an hour, oh, you're frozen. Wait for it to catch up. It's like, it's going to be the same thing. So it's not going to be any better, but at least we'll have it. At least you'll be able to see it when it happens. And we won't sit on it for 6 months, like episode 150.
Yeah. Something
four,
like that.
Which never came out. Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're working on it.
Hey, Sean, can I spam something right now?
Yeah, go for it.
All right. So I have a YouTube channel as well, and I've been doing live streams, a few of them. I've done two just this month. And it's just me playing, just aiming the camera at my old CRT and just playing some video games. But if anybody would like to join in, I do them every now and then, and I can put a link up in the show notes. Or just search for Vink.
Yeah.
Here, let me put a link up right there. But yeah, just search for Vink, and yeah, I did a stream last week at this time, and it went pretty well. I really enjoyed it.
I still need to watch more of your first one because I watched the first few minutes of it, and I was always meant to come back to it.
It was 4 hours.
Oh, the second one was 4 hours long. The first one was much shorter. The second one was like congressional testimony, which I also do listen to / watch, so I'll get through it all eventually.
Cheesemeister has just told us that unreleased Famicom game Indie the Magical Kid sold for 1.5 million yen last night.
That might sound like a lot, but 1.5 million yen is like $83.
Not quite, but still. Oh, man. Oh man.
Is that 15? Wait, God, I can't do my math here. Hold on. I'm going to do
It's about $1,500.
$1,500 or $15,000?
Sorry, $15,000. Yeah. Yeah. Cuz yeah, a million yen is about $10,000.
Okay. Okay. Yeah,
hey,
that's
Sean.
That's nuts.
I'm a millionaire.
Yeah,
me not too. Quite, actually, not quite.
Yeah, is it so? That's funny. It's like in Japan, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yeah,
really only got you $83,000.
Yeah, yeah, it's really not 83,000, like 8,000 something.
8,300. Oh, that's right. Yeah, God.
Who wants to put a down payment on a moderately sized minivan?
It's not even 83. Oh. No, wait, that can't be right. I can't.
Yeah.
It is $8,300. Right. That's terrible. And that's terrible.
Oh, the people in the feed are talking about the Koshu Denwa song. Yeah, that's on my channel too.
Oh, hold on. I'm gonna let Cheesemeister's link be shown. There we go.
Yes.
So you guys, speaking of video stuff and YouTube and whatnot, if you ever find yourself going down the rabbit hole of like looking for ways to promote your channel, first of all, don't pay anyone any money to do it.
Uh-huh.
Get a refund if you do. Secondly, I put up a three instead. Secondly, what I have found for the most part is that it's not so much you're not going to game the system. You're not going to outsmart YouTube, right? It's just not going to happen. What's really kind of going on is that you're sort of being trained to work within the system, and you're not going to rise to the top that way. I've gone through a few phases where I've like tweaked the keywords and changed titles and descriptions and whatnot, but I'm pretty sure that the biggest keys to success are consistency, quality. Well, even quality is debatable. Consistency, yeah.
Consistency
seems to be the most important one.
A good haircut.
Ouch. Calling me out, what, man?
I am not calling you out. You still have hair. You have luscious, luscious, flowing hair.
You're fine.
I am.
But you know, the things that make the best connections, like you know, let's say you use Nintendo as a keyword, you might get listed in the Nintendo keyword, but there's like going to be like 100 videos uploaded after yours. Like it's not going to last very long. So you can find your niche, stick to it. Like there's all this commentary and recommendations about here. Why don't you be a trend chaser? Go to the search box at the top and type what people are searching for and make a video about that. And I can't think of anything more cynical.
I can. We just dabbed for $2.
No, that's humorous because we're old.
Ah, yes. it's right though. It's absolutely right. Like this YouTube dragon, we can never really chase it to right. any place. It's a young man's game these days.
Oh, geez, Maestro. I mean, I could read that Japanese, but I certainly couldn't translate it in real time. Ah, boy. So what I'm trying to get at is, like, I feel like I've optimized our stuff as much as we can optimize it, and the only thing for it now is to just make new great content, which I really, really want to do, and we're really, really trying to make it happen. I rattled off a few things earlier about the things that we want to try to do, and I guess at this point, all we need is your support. You guys have been sharing and talking about our stuff, and we just need more of that.
Thank you.
And yes, thank you. And thank you for the donations, because that's, while encouraging, like, money isn't stopping us from doing more of this. It's not the primary.
If it hasn't stopped us so far.
Yeah, it hasn't stopped us so far. It's not going to, for the last 12 years, you guys, almost 12 years we've been doing this. It won't stop us next week. So the thing that we want is to just share it with as many people as we possibly can.
Yep.
And with whomever would be interested. And like the days of like Powit TV are gone. That site got like 60,000 unique subscribers or unique visitors a month. And that was a great time to do this show when we started it. Really helped launch it off. There were a lot of websites like back in the day that have come and are now almost all totally gone, that helped us promote our first DVD, for instance, once it came out. Like, you know, we had a lot of peers, and now all those people are younger than us and those websites are gone. Those peers have, in a lot of cases, moved on to other things, and we just haven't taken the hint yet.
We're stubborn. We are
very,
so stubborn.
Very stubborn. But there are other people who are out there who are doing this stuff, and they're doing it well, and we can do that. It doesn't seem that hard, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, because Power TV has been gone since 2013. That's part of the reason we went to a separate channel. We were actually... Oh, all right. I can tell this story now, because why not burn another bridge?
Sure.
We were actually trying to get onto Retroware, and we had an in. So we got to talk to some of the top creators, and you know, I wrote up this whole thing about what Famicom Dojo is about, linked to some of our favorite examples, and just kind of got this message back like, oh, you know, we'll take a look at your channel in a bit and let you know what our decision is. And they came back and said, yeah, so we don't really think that your channel's retro enough for Retroware, but thanks for applying.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what are you talking about? We have a show called Famicom Dojo that's, you know, I gave them the whole like mission statement of the show, which is to explore the history of retro gaming through Japanese import gaming. Like, how do you not? So I don't know what the real reason was. It very well could be that they just weren't interested and looked at the channel and saw all of the Powit related, like, contemporary content that the keep playing videos.
Yeah.
And the non-gaming stuff that was on that channel. So that, in no small part, led us to make this the Famicom Dojo channel, which in retrospect was a mistake, because we could have 15,000 subscribers now on one channel as opposed to 7.5 across two, which helps nobody. So there's this tipping point we could have reached years ago that have made things different for us. But we're at that point now. We have 7,500 subscribers on the Famicom Dojo channel. So we're real close to 10. So we want to cross that barrier. I want to blow past that barrier. I want 50.
Yeah.
I want 100. I want that shiny play button, you guys.
Yeah, I want my play button.
That's
right.
I keep
seeing
we can only get one play button, though. We'll have to ship it back and forth.
No,
well,
okay,
it's only one channel.
You can have the one that we get when we get 100,000 subscribers, but I get the one when we hit 1,000,000.
Okay.
Okay? That's a deal?
All right. That's a deal. I think that's fair.
And if we keep going at this rate, we'll do it before I turn 700.
Oh, good lord. Yeah, if you go to Social Blade, you can see when we're going to hit a million.
Oh, really? I don't want to look at that. No, never mind. I'm
doing it right now. Hold on.
I don't want to do that to myself.
No, I'm doing it right now. So, you know, it's based on a lot of factors that, you know, it's assuming a flat average over how many years. Like every once in a while we get something fun happen, like you know, Seth Rogen will mention like the Duck Hunt trick. And
yes.
And then someone writing an article about that in Gizmodo or whatever,
and with a link to our video. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because it happens to be like the top link for that keyword. So, you know, there's something to be said.
Some French website mentioned something about our 3D special at one point, and we got this tremendous influx of French gamers coming in just like randomly.
Right.
Yeah.
It's amazing. So this is what's really funny about this. Social Blade rates our grades, quote unquote, our website or our,
yes,
our channel as a C+. We're
hey,
like, we're like,
that's passing.
908. Well, listen though, we're like,
okay,
918 100,000th subscriber ranked place or whatever. Clearly,
okay,
clearly,
yeah,
not totally amazing, but like if you go to like some really big YouTubers, like the ones who have like millions of subscribers, like,
yeah,
in the same genre, what do you think their grade is?
I'm guessing it's not a C-.
No, it's like a B-. So like we're in this weird spot where we're not gonna, you know, get into a million subscribers means nothing to YouTube. It means nothing to,
yeah,
Social Blade. It's,
no, no.
To us, it didn't mean a lot.
Yeah, I would like that. I would like that.
But all right, let me see if I can find the trends here. So,
while you're looking for that,
services,
I'll read Cheesemeister's,
yeah,
comment. I will. So about this game that they're not. So this game that sold for a whole bunch. The seller said they're not gonna dump it, so other people won't get a chance to play it. For protection, they say, I will protect it as a Japanese treasure. So they don't want it to come out in repos, so they're just going to hold on to it. I'm of two minds on that one. I mean, my main mind is like, but I want to play it. But, you know, I guess I don't really have the right to play it. I didn't make it or buy it, but yeah.
So did they just make the one cart, or like why did it sell for so much?
It's like a prototype or something. It was never released.
I mean, this is like the opposite of preserving game history.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely.
Like there's nothing altruistic about this.
I mean, if the dude doesn't want to put it, I mean, if he's going to just hold on to it for preservation's sake, he's got to at least make a couple copies and get it out to a museum or something, or at least, you know,
right,
somewhere, you know, because otherwise
get a hold of Frank Cifaldi and get him,
yeah,
a copy.
Because otherwise, you know, the silicon's eventually going to degrade and it's just gone.
Right.
So yeah,
and Ben Heck won't be around forever to fix it, you guys.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Okay.
He will be around forever.
He will become a cyborg, fixing our retro consoles forever. Ooh,
oh,
Ben, that's a great idea for a movie. Think
that
about
is a
it.
Good, that is a good idea
for a movie. Okay, so according to Social Blade, we will have 10,017 subscribers in,
okay,
January 26th, 2022.
Yikes.
You know what, guys? Let's set a new goal. Let's hit 10,000 by the end of Spring into Action. So that's gonna run through the end of the summer.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a nice goal.
That's a nice goal. I had that goal for last year, but then we didn't, you know, all those videos that we recorded didn't get,
yeah,
finished. So,
yeah,
or finishing them for this year. So having a 1 year lead time is going to help us a little bit. But yeah, that's my goal. I think we can do it. We have a Discord now. We'll have a sweet,
yeah,
Kickstarter.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Well, we'll be putting these more of these podcasts on the YouTubes.
Yep.
I guess then I don't really have much else to say then. I've gotten it all out. Listen
all right
for more announcements about the podcast going forward. Watch some more sweet videos. I'm hoping to get so if you're listening to this in the audio version and you for some reason didn't watch the Pile of Shame live stream for Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, please go watch that. After a while, I may make like a highlights reel of that, but I'm gonna focus on getting the other new videos out first. The way I see it basically is that this is how we kind of do the Pile of Shame videos is we just play for a while, record and do a highlights reel, and that's what you see. So why not double dip a little bit?
Yeah.
Just putting that out there. Yeah. Okay. This projection doesn't go out far enough for a million subscribers, but we'll hit a million views in 2023 on this channel. Yeah. A combined 3 million between the two channels at that point. So let's beat these goals, you guys. I think we can. I think it'll be fun.
Yeah.
So all right, let's wrap up the chat comments, and then let's call her good, and we'll see you guys tomorrow.
And you can cut this out of the of whatever the audio version of this comes. But if anybody wants, I'm still awake. I've already had my lunch, so I am thinking of jumping in and streaming off my channel right after this. Anyone want to join me?
Oh God, the chat is blowing up so much I can't keep track. Yeah, so Jody is saying that he's wearing his shirt around. That does help. I mean, we don't make a ton of profit off those T-shirts. Like we make way more off the DVDs. We don't do the shirts to make money. We do the shirts because we want to give something back to you guys. Like, you know, we're only able to make shirts for you because we can afford to, basically.
Yes.
And so if we can basically break even on ordering them and getting sizes to everyone that wants one, then that's enough, really. Just making people aware and doing the work. And yeah, Batchard92 says he legit loves wearing the shirt. I'm wearing the Famicorner one again, which I wore in the Family Computer Online video, because it's a good shirt. It's a good logo design. Game Dave nailed it.
It's really, I wish we had done that one.
Nintendo Power 64 says no more spamming. I assume he's referring to like the promos and stuff. That's fair.
Yeah.
They don't seem to be doing much.
As for t-shirts, I know people like, I've had lots of requests for like the physical goods, and we'll definitely look into getting more of those out, especially as Patreon comes. Also, I'm thinking of doing maybe a little bit of a giveaway as well for people who subscribe on the Patreon. Like, you know, if you've been in it for a few months, you're eligible for, I don't know, something from my room. You know, we got a comment from Batra92 saying, "Remember when Larry Bundy wore a Famicom Dojo t-shirt in a video?" Which video?
Yeah, I sent
that
to him. I don't know which one it was, but I sent it to him as a thank you for something.
Yeah.
It was years ago. Which by the way, hey, anyone in the UK, can you help me out here? Like I've heard it said that like the import prices for things from America are pretty steep. And it's ridiculously expensive for us to even ship things outside, even to Canada now.
Yep.
It's like a minimum of $12 for even for the DVDs to get out there, which is more than we're charging for the season one DVDs. So we just don't ship those internationally anymore.
What's really, well, you know what? If anybody really does, I've got a few copies right behind me, and I can ship from Japan to an international address for about $6 or $7, actually. Right. Which is crazy. It's way cheaper than shipping from the U.S. So if anybody really does need one of these, contact me. And if you make an order from, like, I have a web store anyway, and if you're making an order from there, you can throw one of those in. The shipping doesn't really add much to it. So should I link my web store too?
Yeah, do it.
Yeah, hold on. Let me. In fact, I think.
Yeah, put up the Patreon, yeah. Vincent says. All right. Yeah. Yeah. So The other thing is like I don't want to promise to do more content just because we're getting paid for it, because again, the thing that's stopping us is like real life and our jobs and our families, and I don't want to say those things are diametrically opposed. It's just the time.
Stupid family.
No, it's just the time. and so for like doing this, like, you know, we have to arrange it so we're not spending time doing other things. So I like doing this. I want to do more of this, and I have an understanding at least that more of this will be happening. But we're trying to find a sustainable rhythm for what we want to do.
Yeah,
I'm guessing like maybe after this season is over, like a video a month is probably all we can manage, and
not a terribly complicated one
either, because we're gonna need to take a break.
Yeah,
but like if we're all okay with that. I'm going to try the, you know, one every 2 weeks and then fillers in between. But yeah, that's where I'm at. So yeah, I agree. People are clearly wanting more from us. So,
and the stuff we
put out's got to be good enough, though.
It doesn't, though. Have you noticed YouTube? It doesn't, like, one of the things is, I think one of the things that we're focusing on too much is we're trying to be perfectionist. I mean,
right.
that last video almost broke you, Sean. I mean, trying to get everything to be perfect in there. But it may have been something that we should have just, like, tried to, you know, get out there. It's hard because I'm the same way. I don't want to just put out any old garbage, but at the same time... Right. That's what successful YouTubers are doing. Not saying that everything they're putting out is garbage, but like a lot of the things, until they get very big, and even after they've become big, a lot of the things are just kind of people talking over video. Jim Sterling, for example, a lot of his videos are just him ranting over, you know, some random gameplay footage, and that's enough these days. But I don't feel like I could make a video like that because I don't know. My idea of YouTube is still that it's a TV show on the internet, but it's not, is it?
It isn't. Like you know, yeah. Sungwang, ProZD, did a pretty good transition, I thought, from Vine over to YouTube. But YouTube is kind of antithetical to the model that most YouTubers are to what he's trying to do, where like he's got videos that like last a few seconds. There's no way that they're going to put, he's going to put like a pre-roll ad on that because they want to watch it.
Yeah, right? Like, exactly.
So that's not how he does things. So like in our case, if we don't have to worry about the advertising as much, then we're not gonna, you know, we're not gonna necessarily add YouTube ads on things because it's not helping us. It's not hurting us right now, as far as we can tell, because we don't have like non-skippable ads at all anymore. I think we had a few that were out there, but I've taken them all down now. But I mean, that's the only thing that we've gotten. So I've seen people say, "Yeah, put the Patreon up." So I'm like, "All right, we'll just do it and see what happens," I guess. Oh, the video I had trouble with, Nintendo Zilla at 98, was the most recent one. The family computer online one. There were a number of issues I ran into, actually. So not to bore everyone too much, but like the thing that took the most time were all the graphical jokes about Elite Beat Agents and Owen Don. I really like the visuals of it, so I really wanted to do it. And then it also applied to a previous Owen Don joke we had done. So I actually released a clip with those new assets over that because it cost me almost nothing in terms of time to do it for both. Once I've done it once, but like I can't spend that much time doing a throwaway gag like every time. I don't have Game of Thrones money to or time to throw out this stuff. Like if we had like a dedicated special effects person, I could just write this anytime we wanted to, but it's us. It's just us doing the filming and the editing and all that. The second thing I mentioned a lot earlier was the editing software I use is buggy. It crashed a lot. You just sit there and wait for it to respond to your input. And I would waste hours, days even, like out of the last several weeks I spent working on it, just not worth the time. So better tools, keeping the video content a bit calmer. People have complained they don't really care for all the dumb jokes anyway. I don't care because that is the content, son. That's where we could just read a Wikipedia entry and make a video and probably get like a million views. But I wouldn't feel like I deserved it.
Let's do that. Let's do that.
I don't want to do that. I want to find a happy middle ground. So
a happy milligram?
Sure. Colin Swinburne says, so what you're saying is a massive quality boost when you get $6 million per episode. Yes. We will have sock puppets.
Yes. I mean, not really good socks, like not name brand.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, hold on. Megan. Megan says, greetings from Nagoya. Hey, hello. Ah. Hello. In the neighborhood, as it was. This is my first stream. This is the first Famicom Dojo stream you're watching, this is your first stream?
Because if it's your first stream, we can't really just end it on, you know, like you're planning on doing like 5 minutes ago.
Oh my goodness. Are you guys also based out of Japan? Half. I'm in Kyushu.
Yeah. The only thing I know about Nagoya is that's the place that we were always trying to go to in our Japanese classes when we were discussing like directions and stuff. So, you know, I was trying to get to Nagoya from Tokyo.
I went there about 15 years ago to watch sumo. I saw the Nagoya Basho there. Nice city. All right.
So I guess with that, it's your first dojo stream. Yeah, we haven't had a lot of them. So, but hopefully your second one's tomorrow if you're not busy. Oh, I guess it's going to be the middle of the night for you.
And if people are still awake, as I said, I'm gonna jump into my channel. Here's a link right there that people can follow. That one will start in about 15 minutes.
Cool beans. All right. Well, thanks everyone. We'll get this one up on the audio version eventually, but yes. we're first and foremost looking forward to the After Vinks stream. We're gonna do the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy one. I'm really really excited about that. I haven't played this game in a long time. I even bought a mostly complete Feelies box, which I can't wait to dive into and show you.
What was missing?
Which reminds me, Vink, you should totally do an unboxing of that brown thing.
Is it the Apple II version?
This is technically a Tandy version, I think.
Oh, okay.
The disc isn't in here. It's just the Feelies.
Oh, okay. Somewhere back in the United States, I have an Apple II version of it, but the Feelies were gone. I bought it secondhand.
Right on. Yeah. I don't want to say more because I'll say it the stream. I'm going to say.
Let's leave it.
So the last comment I want to address is Famicom. The Vulpix says, I saw the Lego Dimensions video, Sean. You are a major nerd. I will say that the special effects I did for that were way less time consuming.
Yep.
But Back to the Future is my jam. Just saying. All right. So I guess until next time then, the dojo is...
Butts.
Yeah.
Butts.
The Famicom Dojo video game podcast is produced every week by That's Orange LLC. Theme songs One More Continue and RPG were written and performed by the Amari Tones. Find them on iTunes or amaritones.net. Pixel art by Lewis Sled Judson at lewisstrations.co.uk. Find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, YouTube, or wherever RSS feeds are downloaded.
Famicom Dojo.